Imagine a critical digital bridge. Not just any connection, but this highly secure pathway, right? Linking law enforcement agencies directly to tech giants like Google.
Yeah, where really sensitive user data requests are exchanged.
Exactly. Now, what if that bridge, this conduit of trust and incredibly delicate information, what if it was compromised? What happens when sophisticated cyber criminals don't just, knock on the door, but actually find a way in?
That's the scenario nobody wants.
Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're doing a deep dive into Google's recent acknowledgement. They admitted a security breach involving their law enforcement request system. You might hear it called LERS.
LERS, yeah.
And this isn't just some minor technical glitch. It feels like a pretty stark reminder of, well, our digital vulnerabilities.
It really is. The LERS platform is absolutely foundational. It's the system, the only system really, for authorized folks, police, federal agencies worldwide to submit legitimate requests.
Stuff like subpoenas, court orders.
Exactly. Subpoenas, court orders, even those critical emergency disclosure requests. The very nature of this system means that if it's compromised, even if data isn't immediately stolen, well, it's a monumental concern.
For digital security, law enforcement.
And frankly, for every single person whose data might be requested through it, the potential is huge.
Right. So this incident, it's like a chilling what-if scenario that actually, well, it happened. So our mission here is to really dissect the details. What happened? Who did it? We need to shine a light on the threat actors
And
involved.
explore their methods because they have quite a history.
Yes, explore their established and frankly alarming methodologies, and crucially, pull out the broader implications, the lessons learned for, well, for you listening, for anyone navigating this digital world.
It's a near miss, definitely. Google confirmed that. But the warnings, they echo loudly.
Okay, so let's get right into the core of it. Google confirmed that cybercriminals did successfully infiltrate their LERS platform. And just to reiterate for you listening, LERS isn't just some email inbox. It's this highly specialized, supposedly ironclad portal built for official beta requests. It's meant to be incredibly secure.
And what's truly fascinating here and alarming is how they got in. It wasn't a brute force attack, not guessing password. No, they managed to create an unauthorized account right there inside Google's LERS infrastructure. Now, the crucial detail, and Google was very clear on this, which is a relief, is that no actual data requests were processed through this fake account.
Okay, so no data was actually taken this time.
Correct. No sensitive information was accessed or compromised in this specific incident. But I mean, just the fact that they could successfully set up a fraudulent account inside such a critical system.
That alone is a huge problem.
It's a profound security flaw. Regardless of immediate exploitation, it really speaks to the persistence, the ingenuity of these groups.
And Google's response, you mentioned they were clear, were they quick?
Commendably swift, yes. They jumped on it, disabled access to that unauthorized account pretty much immediately.
And launched a security review.
A comprehensive one, yeah. They contained it rapidly.
But, does a rapid response, even if it worked this time, does it fully fix the underlying issue, the vulnerability that let them create the account in the first place?
Ah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's a crucial distinction. Swift containment stopped the bleeding, prevented immediate data loss, absolutely.
Good.
But the fact that a fraudulent account could be created, that points to a potential gap, maybe in their initial identity verification, maybe access controls. Something wasn't quite locked down enough.
So it suggests they need to look beyond just reacting.
Exactly. Focus on strengthening the preventative layers, especially, for systems holding this kind of sensitive potential.
Okay, speaking of ingenuity, who were they up against? Google's investigation pointed fingers, right?
Yes, and the name that came out has definitely got the security community buzzing. Scattered Lapsus Hunters.
Scattered Lapsus Hunters.
Wow.
Okay. What do we need to know about them? Why is their involvement so significant?
Well, they're not exactly newcomers. Scattered Lapsus Hunters seems to be a sort of composite name.
A merger?
Potentially. What's really interesting is their claim to include members from several very notorious hacking groups. We're talking Shiny Hunters,
Okay, heard of them.
Scattered Spiders, and of course, Lapses, names that definitely cause concern among security professionals.
And they've been busy.
Exceptionally active, particularly through 2025. Consistently focused on large-scale data theft. They've hit some very big high-profile targets across multiple industries.
So the mix of groups suggests pooled expertise makes them more danger.
That's the theory, yes. A wider range of skills, tactics, makes them a particularly formidable threat.
So this Google LERS incident, it isn't just a one-off. It's part of a bigger pattern, a more sophisticated playbook.
Seems that way.
Given this group's, significant and evolving criminal history, does this Google LERS thing represent a major escalation for them, or is it just a sort of logical next step based on what they already do?
That's a really good question. I'd probably lean towards it being a logical progression, a deeply concerning one, mind you,
Right.
but a progression nonetheless. Their MO, their modus operandi, it shows a clear evolution, but that core drive, data theft, infiltration, that stays constant.
So how did they evolve? What were they doing before?
If you look at their past patterns, especially targeting Salesforce platforms, you see this fascinating adaptation. Initially, they were big on social engineering.
The human element, tricking employees.
Exactly. Classic psychological manipulation. Convincing employees to connect Salesforce's data loader tool to their company systems, giving the attackers unauthorized access.
Okay.
But then they pivoted. They shifted strategy. Later attacks targeted Salesloft's GitHub repository.
GitHub.
Yeah.
So going after the code itself.
Precisely. And this is where the technical sophistication really ramped up. They
Yeah.
used specialized tools like Truffle Hog.
Truffle Hog.
Yeah, it's designed to scan code repositories, even private ones, looking for accidentally exposed secrets. Things like authentication credentials, API keys.
Stuff that shouldn't be there.
Exactly. Like finding forgotten keys left in the code. And once they found authentication tokens for Salesloft Drift by doing this, well, that blew the doors open.
Expanded their reach significantly.
Massively. It allowed them to hit numerous high-profile organizations. We're talking diverse industries: tech, fashion, luxury goods, airlines, insurance.
Wow, the list goes on.
It does. Even cybersecurity vendors themselves were immune. It demonstrates their adaptability, moving from manipulating people to exploiting code. That's their hallmark.
And the sheer scale of those previous campaigns, hitting Fortune 500's global brands,
Yeah.
it really underlines their sophistication.
No question.
But, okay, if a group with that kind of track record can get inside something like Google LERS, what does that mean for the security of all the other law enforcement data request systems, not just Google's?
And that's where the implications really start to ripple outwards, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Google LERS infiltration immediately throws a spotlight on the security posture of every similar system run by other tech companies.
Because they all handle similar requests.
Exactly. These platforms are unique. They sit right at the intersection of, legal authority, incredibly sensitive user data, and private company infrastructure.
Yeah.
They are, by definition, gateways.
Gateways to highly confidential information.
Which means they demand the absolute highest levels of protection, almost unparalleled levels. So any vulnerability found in one. It isn't just a Google problem, it's an industry-wide wake-up call, a loud one.
Yeah, it really makes you stop and think about the theoretical risks. What could have happened if they'd actually managed to use that fake account?
The potential fallout is, well, it's frightening.
You could have criminals impersonating actual law enforcement.
Submitting completely bogus data requests for their own illegal purposes.
Getting access to sensitive user info without any legal justification.
Even actively derailing ongoing legitimate investigations.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare scenario.
Truly chilling. And again, while Google confirmed no data was accessed this time.
The successful creation of that account is like a huge flashing neon sign. It screams, "Exploitable vulnerabilities exist here."
It does. Now, you mentioned this group has a history. Have they made other big, ambitious claims recently?
Well, this Scattered Lapses Hunters group also alleged, quite loudly, that they compromised the FBI's e-check system.
The FBI's background check system, seriously.
That's the claim. Now, federal authorities, following their usual policy, declined to comment specifically on that.
Standard procedure for them.
Pretty much. But you have to understand the significance of e-check. It's critical for background checks, verifying credentials for really sensitive jobs. Any breach there would be incredibly serious.
National security implications, trust in the system.
All of it. As for the group itself, interestingly, they announced they were planning to go dark after these incidents.
Go dark, like retire.
Ah, well, cybersecurity experts are largely skeptical about that. It's often seen as a standard tactic.
Lie low for a while.
Exactly, a temporary withdrawal. Then they often reappear, maybe under a new name, often with evolved methods. We've seen this pattern from similar groups before. It's rarely a genuine gone phishing sign.
That pattern, go dark, reemerge, maybe stronger. That must be a constant headache for a
A
defender.
massive challenge.
Which brings us to, I think, a really crucial part of this deep dive, the lessons learned. How is the industry trying to forge stronger defenses after something like this?
Right, because this incident has definitely spurred some intense conversations in the security world. There's an urgent push for heightened security, especially around these types of portals.
So what kind of measures are we talking about?
Well, some really stringent new mandates are emerging. Take multi-factor authentication, MFA. We all know it for logins.
Right, that extra code from your phone or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now the recommendation is shifting. Implement MFA for every single account creation process on these sensitive systems.
Wow. So right from the very start, that's a big shift.
It is.
Yeah.
And enhanced verification, it's not just looking at an ID badge anymore. It's about dynamic, maybe real-time checks of law enforcement agency credentials,
Right.
perhaps cross-referencing multiple databases to be absolutely sure.
That sounds challenging. I mean, for smaller police departments, maybe, or even for Google's own internal processes to adapt, that seems like a huge operational lift.
It absolutely is a huge lift. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
For smaller agencies, it can mean needing new tools, more training, stretching already tight budgets.
Yeah.
And for a giant like Google, it means fundamentally re-engineering core systems, core processes, ensuring that security measures that were considered robust yesterday are now seen as just the baseline. It really changes the whole threat model.
Okay, so beyond MFA and that tougher verification, what else is on the table to fortify these digital bridges?
We're seeing a much bigger emphasis on regular, really rigorous security audits. Not just once a year, but continuous checks of platform access controls. Looking for any backdoors, any overlooked weaknesses?
Constant vigilance.
Pretty much. And improving monitoring systems, making them smarter, faster at detecting any suspicious account activity in real time. It's moving from reaction to prediction and prevention.
Proactive, not just reactive.
Exactly. And finally, using stronger encryption, more advanced protocols for all sensitive data transmission. So even if data somehow gets intercepted, it's unreadable garbage to the attacker.
These aren't just like nice to haves anymore, are they?
No, they're rapidly becoming the absolute baseline requirements for any system claiming to be a secure law enforcement request portal. The stakes are just too high.
So the core lesson here feels undeniably clear. Even these specialized systems, designed for law enforcement, built with high security, supposedly baked in, implicitly trusted, they are not immune.
Not at all.
This Google incident just starkly highlights that continuous, never-ending need for improvement. Robust defenses. It's a relentless race against threats that just keep evolving.
It truly is. And, Google's response itself, their transparency, that actually offers valuable lessons too.
How so?
By acknowledging the breach openly, providing details about their actions, even though the immediate data loss was avoided, they offer a vital blueprint for others.
Like owning the near miss helps everyone else avoid a collision.
That's a great analogy. It might be uncomfortable in the moment, but it's essential for the whole ecosystem, the whole industry, to learn and prevent the next one. That kind of openness, it builds trust, it fosters collective learning. It's really best practice for incident response.
Okay, so let's try and distill the key takeaway for you, our listener. The Google LERS breach by these scattered Lapsus hunters. It's a powerful reminder. Yes, the immediate data disaster was averted this time. But the infiltration itself, that act shows the relentless evolving nature of cyber threats. And maybe the real lesson isn't just about Google's near miss, but what it tells us about, well, the evolving definition of critical infrastructure.
Interesting
It's
point.
not just power grids or water supplies anymore, is it? It's these invisible digital bridges, the ones connecting government and tech. And they are now prime targets, exposing a vulnerability that ultimately we all share.
And that really raises an important question, doesn't it? Something for all of us, you listening included, to think about. In a world where even these specially designed bridges can be infiltrated,
Yeah.
how do we, as individuals, as organizations, constantly reevaluate our own digital perimeters, the trust we place, maybe too easily, in online systems? How do we stay vigilant against threats that are, always learning, always adapting?
Because the threats aren't standing still.
Exactly. So our defenses can't afford to either.
That is a truly provocative thought, and it really underscores the importance of robust security practices, not just for the Googles of the world, but in our own digital lives every single day.
Yeah.
Because that digital perimeter, it's everywhere now. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.